Hey, I'm Butterfly.
Hey, I'm Firefly.
Have you ever wondered if we aren't being told the truth about everything?
What have we been lied to about? Join us as we have conversations and ask questions about everything. We invite you to keep an open mind and consider the unfathomable.
Let's break the chains that enslave our minds. Come on, let's go down the rabbit hole.
What's up, Butterfly?
Hey, Firefly, what's going on?
Let's go down a addendum rabbit hole.
It is another addendum.
It's an addendum.
Yeah, it's a clarification that we need to make.
Well, it's a combo. It's an addendum clarification, but also that clarification pertains to people that will pertain to larger context of this episode.
Exactly. So what we're talking about is... we talked about Joey Buttafuoco in one of our, which episode was that, that we discussed him?
Joey Buttafuoco?
It was...
I can't remember. I'll have to look back into it.
I don't remember which one it was either, but we talked about him and we were talking about him getting his you-know-what chopped off.
Yeah.
But we realized later that...
Well, let me clarify, because I did the research.
Okay.
So what happened was back in the 80s, there were two kind of Jerry Springer couples that were in the news.
Yeah. So can I make a point now?
Go ahead.
So the reason why we made this, why we kind of like combined these two characters and made this little mistake that we are... happily correcting right now,
because
we don't want to put out misinformation.
We looked it up.
The reason why we confuse these two characters is because they were both like very Jerry Springer episode worthy.
You'll see why. You'll see why when I talk about both of these couples. So what happened is, in a previous episode, I thought it was Joey Buttafuoco that had sex with Lorena Bobbitt.
Right.
And she chopped off his, you know what?
Yeah.
But no. They were around the same time. So
they were around the same time.
Him and Lorena Bobbitt were contemporaries.
Yeah.
But you kind of consider contemporaries like Michelangelo and Raphael, not Joey Buttafuoco.
In this world, it's Jerry Springer. We're living in a Jerry Springer world.
They both could have been on Jerry Springer around the same time. So let's clarify. So what I thought was that Joey Buttafuoco had sex with Lorena Bobbitt and she chopped off his you-know-what. That's not what happened.
No.
So Joey Buttafuoco had sex with a 16-year-old named Amy Fisher.
Yeah, she was only 16.
She was only 16 when they started.
Oh,
he did it for like 2 years.
Kind of crazy.
So, anyways, I guess he had no problem with it. It was a Jersey thing.
He had no problem.
Yeah. So, anyways, Amy Fisher, goes over and confronts his wife for some weird reason. So they get in a quarrel.
That is weird.
They get in a quarrel in her front porch.
Uh huh.
And Amy Fisher pulls out a 25mm and shoots Mary Jo Buttafuoco in the face.
Whoa, that's gnarly.
She goes into a coma. I think she was in a coma.
I remember that whole thing. That
but she funny. Ends up she ends up coming to and identifying Amy Fisher as the shooter.
Mm.
And
that's inconvenient for Amy Fisher.
Yeah, so Amy Fisher went to jail. So then Buttafuoco went to jail for having sex with her. He finally admitted that he had sex with her.
So he went to jail for statutory rape?
Yeah.
Wow.
So Mary Jo, she didn't like either one of them.
Yeah.
But there was no severance of the... that's a whole different severance.
Yeah. So what was that severance?
So the other one was Lorena Bobbitt. So Lorena Bobbitt was married to a guy named John Wayne Bobbitt.
That sounds like kind of an appropriate name, doesn't it?
Bobbitt. Yeah, he bops it off. He bobbed his knob and then chopped it off. So anyways, so Lorena Bobbitt, so I read her story. Now, this is her true testimony for the police, right?
Okay.
So she says that John Wayne Bobbitt had the temerity, the sheer audacity to... have sexual intercourse without bringing her to orgasm and then going to sleep.
And those were grounds for chopping it off.
This is her
testimony.
I guess
she didn't think it was working properly.
This was her official testimony. It's in records. So she says, he flees himself and go to sleep because she was like from Colombia. So she had like broken English. So she goes, he flees himself and go sleep. So while sleep, I chop off. So she got really mad that he was not reciprocating.
Wow.
So that was like, I guess in Colombia, it's like a Colombian neckties when they clip, chop your throat. I guess they have the Colombia blowjob where they chop off your, you know what?
This is like the old time. It's almost like Sharia law. It's like an eye for an eye.
Sharia.
So I guess in her culture, maybe it was like, well, that wasn't doing its job, so just get rid of
She's like, where I come from, if you don't make me come, you get a chop off.
it.
So it's Colombia, you got to be sure you're pleasing the women down there. I got to keep that in mind. So anyways, so she this is she behaves very strangely. This is hard to believe, this is true.
Okay.
So she severs the unit.
God.
She severs the unit. Then she
That's pretty gnarly.
while
God.
he's sleeping.
Oh my God.
That's gnarly.
Yeah, so it was premeditated.
Premeditated,
Yeah.
totally premeditated.
Yeah.
So, no, she went to jail for this. She fessed up to it. So she leaves the house with it in her hand. And then this is her testimony. So she severs it, she carries it in her hand, and then she goes driving around, but then I swear to God, this is true. She goes, "Well, it became cumbersome to drive with it in my hand, so I just kind of threw it out the window."
She's like a psychopath.
Kind of. So
Wow.
she just throws his severed unit onto the road. But then she has a crisis of conscience and she calls the police and she admits what she
Sure of
did. Yeah. So she goes, "You know what? Maybe I overreacted." So she thinks, "Well, you know, I am mad that he didn't make me come, but maybe
that.
chopping off his unit was a little bit much." So she calls the police and she admits to everything that she did, and she tells them where the severed unit was.
Oh my God.
The unit is recovered and sewn back on, and then John Wayne Bobbitt, you can go look this up, he went on to make two porns
Wow.
after being sewed back on.
That
So
surgeon should get some kind of
yeah, I
award.
was thinking maybe people are getting the John Wayne Bobbitt surgery now. What if it like enhanced him?
Yeah, they've added like they added
It's
some size to it
just like bigger and harder
or
and better.
something.
So he does that, which is, I mean, it's almost like, is that all script? Was this all just make believe?
I wonder because I don't know. I mean, you hear stories about people that like chop off their fingers and stuff accidentally, and they
Yeah.
say that there's a chance that they could be reattached, but like it has to be done pretty
You have to
quickly.
like put it on ice immediately.
Yeah.
She chucked it on the
She
ground.
chucked it on the ground and then
Must have
like
been icy out.
called the cops, and who knows how long it took them to get there to find it,
I
you
mean,
know?
even if you tell someone a general area where you threw it out, it's kind of still.
It's gonna take, I mean, maybe they took hound dogs and they like the dogs
Dog
were able to find
eats
it.
it. Oh, you're like, "No, Rex, no." "Well, we found the unit, but we're gonna have to wait for the dog to poop it out." But anyway, so I thought we'd better clarify because I didn't want Joey Buttafuoco to get mad. Because what
Right.
if Joey Buttafuoco is really mad that he's mistaken for John Wayne Bobbitt
He
or vice
might,
versa?
do you think he's a listener?
He could
We
be. What if he enjoys our, you know
don't
what? I was thinking that. Like, what if he loves our stuff and he's like, "I love you
And
guys."
then he hears that and he's like, wait, that wasn't me.
Yeah. But
Yeah.
then he listens to our addendum
And
and he goes, "Oh, good."
then what if Lorena Bobbitt was listening and she's like, wait, I did that.
She comes to
She
sever
won
mine up.
credit for that.
I'm like sleeping. I wake up. "Oh my God, I got Lorena Bobbitted." I wonder if that's a verb.
Could
Lorena
be.
Bobbitted.
Yeah.
It's like something that can't happen to you.
So I think the point of
You can get Anne Hesht or Lorena Bobbitted.
yeah, the point of this like mistake that we made is that there's so many just debaucherous bottomless pit people in this world that they actually have a TV, they have several of these kind of
Oh, well, that was the
TV
other thing too. So I Wikipedia'd all
shows.
of them. And John Wayne Bobbitt totally went on to do a book deal and do reality shows. Amy Fisher did a book deal,
And
reality
people are
shows.
interested in this.
They're celebrities.
Yeah.
Look at you and I, even off the top of our heads, just in feigning interest. I wasn't even in high school yet. And I still
We
remember
knew,
their
yeah,
names.
we knew about it.
Because the media does that. The media takes scumbags like that and just like foists them on people so you know about these people. You know what I think it
Right.
is I think Lorena Bobbitt and Joey Buttafuoco, I think they're like model Americans for the media.
Totally.
They're immoral, bottomless pits. They're probably ignorant. Like if you ask Lorena Bobbitt like where Texas is, she probably doesn't know. She lives in
Yeah.
Jersey. She's like, I don't know.
Yeah,
You know?
probably.
She, if you ask her when was World War II, she didn't know.
No.
And same with Joey Buttafuoco. I bet if you gave him like a, you know, a test about geography, he'd probably fail.
But you know, it's crazy because like the Jerry Springer show, which this is like the classic kind of characters that are on these types of
This could have been
shows.
an episode.
This could have been an episode.
Those two couples could have been on there.
This would have been like an award-winning
Oh,
episode.
dude,
You
I
know
would
what I
have probably
mean?
tuned in.
Yeah. But the people that they get on that show, I mean, I guess that show's not on TV anymore, but that was a huge success. And all it was trashy people just, you know, spilling their dirty laundry, and people loved it. And it was like people love to watch that stuff. And it's kind of disgusting that there's those people out there in the world anyway. But it's also kind of disgusting that people enjoy watching it. They
It's
watch
kind of
like
like
a train wreck.
it's kind of like going to Dodger Stadium and you sense that people really want to watch the Gladiator games.
Exactly.
Because you're watching someone get butchered alive up there.
Yeah.
Because what you're doing is you're going and you're watching Jerry Springer because you want to see the wife who got cheated on confront the husband. You
Yeah.
want to see, because I think what you want to do, my dad had a good point about this. When you see people's lives who are horrific and lame, it makes you feel better about your life.
Oh,
I
interesting.
think
Because they're so disgusting
they're
and gross.
so
You're
bad.
like, wow, my life isn't so bad.
That's right. And then also,
Or if yours is pretty bad, you'd like misery loves company. So
you're
you're,
like,
yeah.
well, hey, like, I'm kind of like them.
Yeah.
The other thing too, I think, is it's kind of like a predictive programming. The media is kind of
Oh,
like saying, Joey Buttafuoco, go have sex with a 16-year-old.
yeah.
Because he's kind of perfect.
Yeah.
16-year-old sex. I mean, dude, he could have. Maybe he went to Epstein Island.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Maybe
Oh my
the
gosh.
Culture Club was like, good,
He
good,
might have been
good.
invited.
Yeah, they're like,
Yeah.
yeah, you had sex with. So you're already your prerequisites are covered.
Yeah, and the other guy probably got invited too because they're like, "Whoa, you've like got your thing reattached and now you're like a porn star." That's we got
He has like a novel story.
His story's pretty gnarly.
Get sewed back on and then go do porn. That's kind of cool.
I have my doubts about that story.
You might have to go watch it
Oh, I don't want to.
just for research.
Yeah, see if there's a big scar, which that could be makeup anyway.
It sounds script.
It
It
sounds
sounds
script.
script, but what would be the purpose of script? I think what we kind of wanted to talk about was how, okay, we had to clarify that I got it wrong.
Yeah.
So I thought Joey Buttafuoco got his thing shut off by Lorena Bobbitt. That was completely wrong.
We mixed up the two Jerry
There's
Springer
like,
episodes.
it was two separate couples right around the same time acting like Jerry Springer because they're total immoral, bottomless pits, total like trash. They're
Yeah.
right. They're trash.
Yeah.
So, anyways, no offense. If Joey Buttafuoco's a listener, I'm glad you're a listener. And who knows, I might love you, but it seems like you're kind of trashy. What we were kind of thinking was those two couples kind of have become like a microcosm for America. We live in Jerry Springer America,
We do.
where everybody's tattooed, fat, immoral, bottomless pits that are ignorant and self-centered. I think that's kind of what it
Yeah,
is.
and
And kind of psychopaths.
the yeah, psychopaths for sure. The reality TV shows
Yeah.
are, you know, just depicting all of this stuff. And whether or not those are scripted, I think the people are still pretty trashy and people love watching it,
They do.
you know.
Well, let's kind of unpack their behavior and just take a gander at. Let's start with Lorena Bobbitt. So, in Lorena Bobbitt's mind, your husband having sex with you but not making you come and then going to sleep is justification in your mind for severing his penis.
Yeah, it's
That.
so extreme. You
I
know, we do have divorce in this country.
mean.
She could have gotten a divorce. That wouldn't have been
She
quiet.
probably could have just woke him up and addressed it in a conversation, and he might have been like, I'm sorry, I was tired today, but I'll be more attentive next time. But no, she just jumps right to severing penis.
Yeah.
That's a very gnarly
That's
overreaction.
kind of a permanent
Bod
bod mod for
mod?
a problem that, you know, could probably be fixed.
She
So,
imposed Bod mod on him too.
yeah.
He didn't choose Bod
Although it didn't turn out to be a permanent bod mod for him.
mod.
Interesting.
It was Bodmon. It was like he was one of those people that got a tattoo but then got lasered off.
Yeah.
So, but also being that pissed off for not coming. That's kind of
I
an
know
overreaction.
it kind of makes you wonder, like, what she's gonna do to, like, you know, what if, like, he doesn't do the dishes or something, or what if some
But
other
think about the
thing
pressure.
happens, you
Think
know?
about the pressure in the sack.
Yeah.
No, like, dude,
He's like,
she could sever it.
she's gonna chop it off.
You had better be good. Like, oh my God. So anyway, that's a real kind of crusty behavior. And then let's take her husband. So he is the victim, but then he has his, you know what, chopped off, recovered, sewn back on, and then what does he do?
He becomes a porn star.
What? Who does that?
That's so gross.
What?
You know, he probably could have gotten book deals and probably a movie deal without becoming a porn star. You know what I mean?
I get
Because
it.
people would have felt bad for him and they would have been like, this poor guy, look what he went through. But then he just goes and becomes the worst bottomless pit of
So
all.
him and his wife have both exhibited behaviors that are just degenerate, bottomless pit, Charlie Sheenville, both of them. So now let's go to the other couple. So now Joey Buttafuoco, he has an auto, he has an auto body shop in
In
Jersey.
Jersey, yeah.
And he's just like, I like that 16-year-old sitting over there. I'm just gonna ghost on having sex with her. I'm like 40. I'm gonna go have sex with that 16-year-old. And then not just one bad moment of weakness and indiscretion, like Lolita. Remember the book Lolita? That book by Nabokov, where the
They made
teacher can't,
movies about them.
yeah, the teacher can't help himself. He falls for the 16-year-old, right? And he feels bad, but he does it one time. No,
Oh, it's only
Joey.
one time with
Well, I
Lolita.
think so.
I thought that was a little ongoing thing.
Maybe it was an ongoing thing, but Joey Buttafuoco, he
He
starts
didn't
out.
feel bad for
No, I mean, he does it for. She was 18, and he was still doing it. So it's 2 years he's giving it to her. That's a 16, 17, 18. She's not even fully like developed. That's kind of.
That's gross.
You're just like, hey, you know, I like to
She's
get
like
him
a little
young.
girl,
Oh
you
my God, she's sick. I'm a dad. I would be enraged.
know? Yeah. You have an 18-year-old daughter. You would be horrified if some 40-year-old was like,
Some auto mechanic
oh my God.
getting oil stains all over her bed, and you're just like, what the fuck? Anyways, so he's a degenerate bottomless pit, right? But then Amy Fisher kind of proves herself to be a degenerate bottomless pit too.
She's gonna shoot the wife in the face.
How does
Was
that
that
come about?
just bad aim, or what the heck? She pulled the trigger.
No, they had some kind of an argument. He, according to Wikipedia, she brought one of his shirts that he had left at her house over to prove. And so Mary Jo sees that.
So she wanted him.
Yeah.
She was trying to steal him away from the wife.
Yeah, and she was trying to taunt the wife and say, Joey was with me. Here's his shirt. He left it at my house.
That's such a 16-year-old behavior.
Yeah. So she's kind of Jerry Springer.
Yeah, totally.
But then Mary Jo Buttafuoco kind of is Jerry Springer too. Because apparently what she does is she flies into a rage and starts attacking a minor physically. Well, that's kind of Jerry Springer. Usually, even if a minor does something that's really infuriating, you don't physically assault them if you're an
No.
adult.
And actually, she should have been enraged and physically assaulting the husband. You know what
He's
I mean?
the culprit. He's the culprit. So she gets enraged and physically assaults the 16-year-old, who then produces a 25-millimeter gun or 25 caliber pistol. I don't even know. I don't know anything about guns. There's some 25. So it's a small, not very powerful bullet. It's kind of like a 22, you know? So it lodges in her brain, which is gnarly.
That's so gnarly. And
And
that's amazing that she lived through that. You know what I mean?
she comes to and identifies Amy Fisher. So that I was thinking would be kind of a gnarly scene to see is like, you know, maybe she was in a coma. So she emerges from the coma. She's all groggy, and there was probably some detective going, "Is this the woman who shot you?" And she's like, "No, that's her." So, anyways, that the whole and then Joey Buttafuoco, he's an auto body owner, and he starts having a 2 year relationship with a minor. That's kind of crusty. That's kind of Jerry Springer. He did get time. But he only served 4 months. I think he got a long sentence, but only had to serve 4 months.
Oh, for statutory rape.
Yeah.
I don't think people serve a lot of time for that. I actually know somebody who did that. This creepy old man did time for that. It
You know
wasn't
what
that
I think
long.
sucks is once you get convicted of that, everywhere you move for the rest of your life, you got to go knock on all your neighbors' doors and tell them that you're a sexual predator.
You have to go tell them.
Yeah, you have to inform them. Hi,
I'm a sexual
my
predator.
name is Joey Buttafuoco, and I'm a sexual predator, and I live next door. I
Oh
mean,
my
that's not
God.
really
You know what? Now, did
something.
they get back together after the whole
I
thing?
don't
I
know. But Joey
think.
Buttafuoco went on to reality shows. He did reality shows. So
Yeah.
he went on like
So he was
Survivor.
a celebrity too.
He
Right?
came. I
Survivor.
think so. I
Never
gotta go
got Joey
look.
Buttafuoco
All of them except for Mary Jo. Mary Jo kind of like just disappeared into obscurity, but all the other ones went on to like media careers.
You know what I find interesting about this whole thing? That it was documented by Wikipedia. You know what
Wikipedia.
I mean? That's
Well, I looked up a. You know who I looked up on
'cause
Wikipedia last night?
Wikipedia is sort of culture clubbish, and you never know what.
It's one guy from that country from 1948 curating the whole thing.
Yeah,
And
he's like basically telling us what's fact
that's right.
in the world.
That's why you always have to take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
Remember, I told you about that guy, Edward Bernays, who convinced Americans to get involved in World War I and then actually incorporated bacon into the
Yeah,
American breakfast?
you looked this up the other night.
Dude, this guy was gnarly. So the first thing he did was he got involved with propagandizing Americans into getting involved with World War I. World War I was not a good war for Americans to get involved with.
Yeah.
But I got all this information off of Wikipedia. But this guy, Bernays, was from that country from 1948, but he was from Austria. But he was from that country from 1948, Austrian. And so he actually comes to America and he convinces Americans to get involved in World War I. He brainwashes. That's his gift, is brainwashing.
Oh, great.
Then he incorporates bacon into everybody's breakfast. Then in the 1940s, I never heard about this, but he gets involved with Chiquita Banana, which is a big fruit company down in South America. And he is instrumental in causing a like a Maidan revolution where they do a coup, and there was a democratically elected president, and they removed him and put in their puppet, and he was instrumental. Our CIA did that.
Okay, so this makes me think of a whole other rabbit hole that we talked about. How, I mean, what are the chances that that one guy could be part of all these different, seemingly unrelated, huge occurrences? You
There
know what I
is,
mean? There's not.
and he's related to Sigmund Freud.
Yeah. So these people are placed in positions and
That's right.
they do these things. They're not just, you know, by chance happening to be at multiple mass shootings or multiple disasters or, you know, just happen to get like appointed to these high positions of
And he's
power,
not
you
a
know?
good person. So
No.
one of the things he did was he convinced Americans to smoke cigarettes. He worked for the tobacco company. They were his client. And he kept that
Also,
under wraps.
interesting.
And then he goes and he gets everyone to start smoking. And he tells women that cigarettes are freedom torches and it's part of the feminist movement and stuff. And so he gets all these people to start smoking, knowing full well that smoking is as bad as it is. So he was evil like that too. But then he goes and starts the Council on Foreign Relationships with Henry Kissinger and other evil, cult members from the 1960s. And they're the ones that back in 1970, they're like, well, we're gonna move the superpower from America to China. And so they're like doing that kind of stuff. So this guy, he lived 103 years. He lived from
Wow.
1891 to 1995.
That's That's a long time.
And yeah, I was married from 1922 to 1981.
Wow.
Gnarly.
Yeah.
So he was this kind of like guy that was just, he was kind of like Forrest Gump, you know? He was just like always in the milieu of everything, you know? So anyways, the reason I bring it up is because I looked him up on Wikipedia. And every time I look something up on Wikipedia, I'm always like thinking, you know, this is the mainstream narrative. You know what I'm saying? You have to assume that this is true, but it might not be true. So anyways, that's kind of a, that's kind of an aside from this episode. What I wanted to really touch on was how both of us were out and about this weekend, and you were at the mall, and I was, I can't remember where I was, but I was just looking around at our fellow human beings, mm-hmm. and I was just like, just really annoyed at our society, because we're degenerate and lame.
Yeah.
And I feel like Joey Buttafuoco and friends, they kind of set the stage back in the 80s, and they were like, hey, by the way, we're going to be the leaders of tomorrow.
Oh my God, that's a great point. I think I just had an epiphany.
Epiphany. So
I know we like to bring up the 1950s a lot, because yes. We talk about that as a time of like kind of more wholesomeness and good,
we need
better family values. Yeah. So maybe, you know, we know that the media is all about social engineering and predictive programming. And what you just said, maybe that was part of the plan to degeneratize the society. Well,
exactly,
degeneratize the society.
Well, think about the Jerry Springer show.
Yeah.
Why would they foist Jerry Springer on us? And Maury Povich.
Yeah.
And Montel.
Yeah.
All of those shows were like, check out our trashy society.
Yeah. And you know what? How do we even know if those people were even real? They could have been
totally not
actors. You know what I mean?
But see, what I think that is predictive programming, because you take your typical walker, because even back in the 80s, people were kind of walkers.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in the afternoon, they're at home and they're watching Montel.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe all of the characters on Montel, maybe they're all fake. But what's the takeaway? The takeaway is, you know what? I'm kind of a degenerate, immoral bottomless pit.
Look at, they're on TV.
They're on TV.
Yeah.
You get rewarded in our society for
epiphany.
Being an immoral bottomless pit.
So you know how, like, everybody wants, not everybody, but so many people want to be on TV, too. Yeah. And, like, this whole YouTube creation has made it so that, you know, initially, when that kind of first started, people could become like famous or whatever by filming their own stuff, you know?
Yes.
And like, maybe that was kind of the start of it too. You know, it's like people seeing like these trashy people on TV, and then they're thinking, hey, I'm trashy. I could be on TV too, you know? And it's like, kind of feeding that whole idea.
The lowest common denominator gets foisted.
Yeah, you don't have to be some glamorous, beautiful movie star. You could just be some trailer trash with like disgusting, immoral, bottomless pit behavior. And look, you're on TV.
Like, what was that show with the little short guy from The Cooler? Where they play the degenerate family. It was a Netflix series. It's got that short guy. He was in Fargo.
And he kind of talks like this. Yeah.
And he was in that Netflix series. And I can't remember what it was called. But basically the gist of it was a white trash, degenerate, immoral, bottomless pit family.
Yeah.
Those are like Margot in The Hunting Wives.
Yeah.
They're constantly being foisted on us.
People can relate to it.
And Bernays was doing that.
Is it a representation of our society, or is it a sort of a a social engineering tactic to make people want to be this way?
That's it.
You know, or also I think it could be sort of a vicious circle, because there are trashy people out there, and then they see this and then they think it's okay. And then more trashy people kind of develop after seeing this, you know, like, hey, I could be trashy and I can be on TV, you know? So
it's a shifting of the Overton window. Mm-hmm. Remember we talked about the Overton window?
Yeah.
Well, what we're basically saying is when you watch Jerry Springer, they're saying these things are acceptable now. Mm-hmm. To go be Joey Buttafuoco, that's acceptable.
Right.
We see he got convicted for statutory rape, but guess what? He goes on the reality show.
Yeah, totally.
He still is good. So I think what's going on is they're foisting on us all of this degeneracy because your typical walker is going to see behavior on TV and emulate it.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
I think that's what's going on. So I wanted to just kind of talk about this. I wanted to talk about this because we got it wrong. Yeah. And, you know, I respect Joey Buttafuoco.
But you know what? I think it was a easy mistake to make.
Well, it's easy to conflate them.
Yeah.
Because it's not like John Wayne Bobbitt is a stellar, upstanding member of the community. Mm-mm. It's more like both of them are kind of the same degenerate pool. Yeah. So I couldn't tell the tadpoles apart. That's what it is. And then Jerry Springer, now I'm starting to see Jerry Springer, Montel, and remember Maury Povich?
Yeah, totally.
Maury Povich's shtick, I don't know if you remember this, but what was his shtick? He would have guys come on and do a paternity test.
Oh, yeah.
And then
they do it live.
They would do it, and then the dude would just be like, do the MC Hammer dance if he was not the father. Uh-huh. And he'd be like, oh, yeah. And it was this like,
because there's so many trashy guys out there that like potentially could have been the father.
Like, you remember, it reminds me of, do you remember Kobe Bryant? He had a big sex scandal.
Yeah.
So he had sex with the towel girl in Colorado at the hotel.
Yeah.
So she brought towels to him and then he like,
supposedly.
Yeah. That's an immoral bottomless pit.
Yeah.
And you have sex with a towel girl.
Maybe she was really pretty.
Still.
But he was married, right?
He's married. Yeah. So you're married, you have kids, and you just have sex with a towel girl.
The towel girl bringing you towels in your room.
You can't control yourself. You're in the NBA and you can't control yourself. That's kind of lame.
Yeah.
So anyways, he does that, and I'm thinking, you know, he goes to court, and they're trying to prove that he did it. Mm. She had three different kinds of semen in her underwear.
She was delivering a lot of towels that night.
Yeah.
That's so gross.
You know, and I'm wondering, what if that script and that was like, so I think it's conceivable that Kobe Bryant sold his soul. Mm-hmm. And what if Kobe sold his soul?
I think that's why he got unalived in that helicopter.
He gets unalived in the helicopter. That was a script. He's probably in Antarctica with Diddy. Mm-hmm. He probably, that one was, because why? That was another thing. Why was his helicopter crashing in Calabasas? It was like foggy. Dude, how many helicopter rides are people taking in the fog?
Right.
And they have all these sensors on them. That's like, they don't even need to see. So that's weird. Mm-hmm. So I think Kobe Bryant might have sold his soul to Satan to become a big somebody on the Lakers. But then his script was, no, you're going to have a big sex scandal with the girl who's the towel girl at the hotel in Denver. But what's going to happen is it's going to come out in the wash that she had three different kinds of semen in her underwear at the same time. And I think maybe Satan does it on purpose. That's script. Because then there's other girls that go, see, I'm not the only slut. Mm-hmm. There's other sluts. And, you know, she's famous now. So, you know. Or, like, look at Paris Hilton. She goes and makes a sex tape, and then she's like, my sex tape. And then, like, I think almost like girls kind of like are just like, sex tape's fine.
Right.
Like, what was
like
that
one? The trashier, the better.
Well, that one girl, her mom, like, arranged for her to have 100 dudes at one time.
That's so disgusting.
Her mom does that.
She's like her pimp.
I'm going to make you famous. So
this is how we're going to do it.
So I'm thinking that, some of this stuff might not be real, but Satan has learned that if you depict things in the media, people kind of tend to gravitate towards
it. And they emulate it.
They emulate
it. They want to be just like that.
Like, I want to be John Wayne Bobbitt. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a John Wayne Bobbitt surgery that some porn stars get. It's like, oh, and his is enhanced by the John Wayne Bobbitt performance.
Oh, God.
So anyways, I felt like this was just kind of a quick little addendum and kind of an aside, because I feel like Jerry Springer, when was that on? It was like 80s. Maybe he kind of went off the air by like the early 90s. Mm-hmm. But when you and I were in high school and starting off in life, that was on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking that was probably one of the social engineering tools that kind of led us off this precipice that we've fallen off of.
It kind of like led a lot of people down a slippery slope of immoral, bottomless pit behavior.
What do I call it?
Which leads to our demise.
I have a new name for it.
What?
The Charlie Sheen slope.
Oh, it's so gross.
Yeah, because you just kind of become such a reprobate that now you're looking at, oh, I looked at the other side of the menu. There's all these other offerings. I like to have sex with men and women now.
Might be all in my German Shepherd phrase.
The German Shepherd moment. Yeah, see, Joey Buttafuoco had a German Shepherd moment. That's a German Shepherd moment. When you, first of all, he lied the whole time. They finally got him to fess up that he had an affair with her.
Mm.
But it was like, well, clearly you have an affair with her. Why would she come and shoot your wife in the face? Well, okay. And then he tried to go, well, I had sex with her once. And then it came out in the wash, like evidence and everything. And then it was like, well, you've been having sex with her for like 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
She was like a very young 16.
God.
And I saw a picture of her. She totally looks like a little girl.
Wow. That's crazy.
He's like, I'm pitiful.
Yeah.
So anyways, he kind of gets done with his jail time, and he does several reality shows and movies and book deals.
That's crazy.
So I'm thinking the Culture Club loves people like that.
Yeah, and people, and it's sick because people want to like read his books and read about him and watch him.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Like, do you remember the Menendez brothers?
Oh, yeah. That might be a rabbit hole.
It is a rabbit
hole. I don't know. I don't know if I want to go down that rabbit hole.
If I remember correctly, they killed their mom and dad.
Yeah.
But they became like these huge, almost like celebrities.
Yeah. But they say that they, the dad wasn't the dad like molesting them or something? Wasn't that the reason why?
Maybe that was script too, because then Satan goes, good, good, good. Let's get it out there that there's, you know, dads molesting their kids, you know, because some other pedophile there goes, I'm not alone. Like they,
misery loves company.
He's all talking to the Menendez dad and going, you know what? I'm really comforted that you're out there. I guess he couldn't talk.
He couldn't talk. He was dead by that point.
So there was that. And then there was what else happened in the 80s? There's like lots of degeneracy on display. Like there was this guy. I don't know if you remember this, but I lived down in L.A. during the time that they had this guy called the Night Stalker.
Oh, yeah.
You remember the
Night Stalker? I remember the Night Stalker.
The Night Stalker was gnarly.
Yeah.
They're like 85.
Do you think that was made up?
Maybe. It could have been.
It could have been all just made up to terrify people.
Because what was his ethos? It was like, I'm a serial killer. I love Satan. And then he had a bunch of like groupies, remember, in jail?
Yeah.
So he became like a celebrity, like a rock star.
Well, like, how about like Manson? Manson.
He like always
He had a bunch of women that wanted to be with him.
I think the media like takes the most degenerate, just monsters, and like kind of portrays them as cool.
Yeah.
And then people go, oh, yeah, no, it's cool.
Right.
You know? So I think Jerry Springer, I'm starting to see that that was social engineering. It wasn't just that people like to watch train wrecks. People do, but that wasn't the whole gist of it.
It was the beginning of Idiocracy in real life.
Joey Buttafuoco is Idiocracy. Have you seen the movie?
I still haven't seen the whole thing. I've seen clips. I know what the gist is.
In the very beginning of the movie, they got two couples, mm-hmm. right? Not two couples, it's two different scenarios. So the one scenario is a nerdy, very prudent, intelligent, like couple. And they're in their 20s and they're going, you know, we're both embarking on our careers. It's just not the right time to have kids. And then in their 30s, they go, you know, both of us are moving into upper management. We just moved. It's just not right. And then now they're in their mid 40s and they're like, well, her eggs are not ovulating. So we're really having a hard time. So basically, they go their whole lives never having a kid. But then they show the trailer park guy who just has sex with all these fat white trash whores in the trailer park and gets them all pregnant, just comes inside. And so his family tree is like, and he's just spreading his seed into the future. Whereas the intelligent, prudent couple, they don't have kids. So that phenomena basically is a microcosm that takes place in a myriad of ways across the entire country, turning us into idiocracy. That might be what's going
That
on.
might be.
You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? Because, like, look at who breeds a lot. It's kind of the lowest common denominator in
Right.
society.
Yeah.
The intelligent people kind of are like,
They and they don't really have the money to take care of all those kids, but
Yeah.
the other people that do have the money end up paying for them through welfare and stuff.
Did you ever see that one interview with that one black lady? And she's all, I got 10 kids with 10 different men. Who's
Oh.
gonna pay for all my kids? She was just like flabbergasted that they were
Wow.
talking about maybe turning off her welfare check.
Oh God.
She was like, who's gonna pay for all my kids? And it's like, well, you're supposed to think about that before you engage in sexual intercourse.
Yeah, with 10 different guys.
10 different guys.
Wow.
Elon probably wants to knock on her door. Ah!
He probably already has.
He's like, what else is
That's
mine?
number 12.
He's equation number three.
Oh my
You
God.
have anything else for this one?
No, that was a fun
Yeah, that
episode.
was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically the gist of it is we live in Jerry Springer America.
We do.
I think that's it. And Joey Buttafuoco, he epitomized it.
Yeah. That's a
Joey
good.
Buttafuoco, if you're listening, I'm sorry that I mistook you for John Wayne Bobbitt.
I think we were accurate though.
You're in the same milieu, let's
Yeah.
just put it that way.
Talk to you
Okay,
later.
bye.